Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio. To Lord Terry's Power Hour, our show where we create our own reality. Thanks for joining us. So, pull up a chair and enjoy the adventure. And now, here's Lord Terry.
And good evening, good afternoon, good morning, good wherever in the world you are. This is Reverend Terry Power. This is the Power Hour, and we are excited to have everybody with us tonight. I'm looking in the chat room and seeing a whole bunch of people coming to us from here in the state, and I'm also hoping to have somebody gather joining us live here in the chat room from Australia, and all of you who are listening in the archives and listening live in all of the different ways that you can hear us without being in the chat room, we're just excited that everybody's here tonight. We've got a ritual tonight. I'm excited that we have the full moon is tonight, and we are able to do full moon ritual on the full moon. This is, I think, the first Tuesday night that we've had a full moon in the year we've been doing the show and the year we've been doing these. And so I'm just excited that we've got everybody together. So let me start clicking some buttons here and bringing in my my high priestess, my lady, my love, Robin. Are you there?
Yes, I am here. And I am excited to be here tonight.
All right, and let's bring Navasi in, who's going to call the ancestors for us and kind of act in that elder role for us. Niv, are you there?
I'm here. I'm just still moving around.
All right. And we've got, we've got Chuck and Shanok and Vega and Shira.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, we are.
Order for tonight. All right.
I had to drop out of the chat room because I was getting double sound.
Is that what happened?
Oh. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I can see how that would be. Yeah, so sorry you can't be in the chat room, but the direct connect. We'll have to get our technology people on that and see what we can figure out. Put some heads together, see what we can sort out with that. And
all you have to do is go into your sound devices and pull up your volume control. I believe it's volume control option. No, volume mixer. Open your volume mixer, and you will see where one is Blog Talk Radio and one is Blog Talk Radio for the Direct Connect. Just mute the one for Blog Talk Radio. Absolutely.
Okay. Right. Great. Thanks.
You're welcome.
All right, so maybe I can get back in the chat room. But in the meantime, let's go ahead and again thank everybody for being with us tonight. I'm truly excited to have everybody here, to have Shira and Vega back with us with the Direct Connect and seeing that technology works.
We're glad to be here too.
Up,
Yeah.
And that'll open up some interviews and some stuff with people from overseas that we've been not able to do. So I'm just excited about everything tonight, and I'm coming to you guys live from St. Petersburg, Florida. My daughter graduates high school tomorrow, and I've been spending some time with her, and then her half sister is here, and my grandbaby. So I'm having a great time today, and going to have a better time tomorrow. So. Thank you guys all for being here and sharing it with me. So let's go ahead and get started with the
ritual. I'm just
going to
make sure you can still hear me.
Yep, we can hear you.
I can hear
you.
Okay,
good, because I muted one and that worked, so I'm back in the chat room.
All right. That muting on your sound will only mute what's coming out, not what's going in. You have to mute the microphone to get it to go in, to mute what's going in.
Yeah, well, yeah. What can I say?
All right, it's all good. All right, let's go ahead and get this thing started, my lady.
Okay. Become aware of the people around you, both physical and in other places around the globe. We have come together in spirit to celebrate the full moon tonight. Flowers are blooming, bees are collecting pollen, and nature's bounty is growing all around us. Anticipation of tasting the first fruits of spring.
And now focus and become aware of the opening of your crown chakra. Feel the energy of the universe. Feel it pulling down through your crown chakra, stopping at your third eye. And at your third eye, see a ball of light spinning. See it spinning and feel the pressure building behind it as the light and energy of the universe fills you. And now you see the ball of light spinning and then it opens. And energy flows into you. Stopping at your throat. At your throat, see the ball of light spinning. Spinning, feel the pressure building behind it. And now feel it open also, and the light fill your head and your throat down to your heart chakra. And at your heart, feel the pressure building. See the ball of light spinning. Feel the pressure, see the ball of light, and then it opens also. And the light flows down, stopping at your solar plexus. And see the ball of light ending at your solar plexus. Feel the energy of the universe building behind you. Feel the pressure. Feel the light. See the ball of light spinning at your solar plexus, and then it is too open. And the light flows through you, stopping at your second chakra. And again, see the ball of light spinning and feel the pressure and light of the universe building up inside of you, pushing. Feel the pressure, see the ball of light spinning, and now see it open. And feel the light and energy of the universe flow into you, stopping at your base chakra. And at your base, see the ball of light spinning. Spinning, feel the pressure until it too opens and your entire body fills. Feel the light of the universe flowing through all of your chakras from the crown of your head all the way to the tips of your toes, filling your legs, your feet, your toes. Feel the energy as it flows down into your arm, into your hand. And now, extend your hands out and open the chakra points in your palms and see the light of the universe. So full are you that this light spills out from your palms and it flies across the world, connecting us with everyone who is listening, across time and space, connecting with everyone who is listening now or in the archive. Wherever they are, distance is an illusion. Time is an illusion. In this moment, we are all connected. All of us around the world through the web of light as it connects us all, surrounds us all. We are now all connected by the light of the universe here tonight to honor our God.
You are comfortably warm, your physical body firmly rooted in your space. You are acutely aware as you float in a sea of mental tranquility. You are safe, ready, and protected. Reaching out toward your gods inside this sacred space, cleansed by our light and full of the energy of the divine.
I cast the circle of ancient lore.
Waves upon a timeless shore.
It has no beginning nor an end.
It knows neither foe nor friend.
Ouroboros of legends old.
Rings of power forged of gold.
A ring around the silvery moon.
I cast you now, O ancient rune.
Spirits of the East, O creatures of air, we call upon you and invite you to join us at this full moon. Share with us your gifts, your winds that spread the seeds of fresh ideas, inspiration to create new art, and surge forward on the path of new learning and the potential of spring. Tonight, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail.
Hail and welcome.
Spirits of the South, O creatures of fire, we call upon you and invite you to join us at this full moon. Share with us your gifts, your fires that burn so bright and warm. They renew us and fuel our passions, igniting the spring with our desires and encourages us to new interactions and adventures. Tonight we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome. Spirits of the West, O creature of water, we call upon you and invite you to join us at this full moon. Share with us your gifts, the waters of cleansing, the thrill of new emotion and intuition to look forward to with anticipation of things to come. Tonight, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Spirits of the North, O creatures of Earth, we call upon you and invite you to join us at this full moon. Share with us your gifts of integration, your peaceful healing energies, and the abundance of a fruitful garden in both the physical and spiritual realms. Tonight we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Beloved ancestors, you too have gone. Who have gone before? We'll get that right yet. We call upon you and ask that you be with us this night. We honor you and hold you in our hearts tonight and every night. Please share with us your wisdom so that we may best follow the guidance received. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome. Oh God, we call on you tonight in your form as lover of the goddess and father-to-be. We bid you join us here in this place and time. We know you are watching over the forest and its animals who are also awaiting new life. Show us a clear path forward over the bridge to a place of joy and strength, a place bathed in your love. Help us to see far, to make plans, and do the necessary work to make our dreams come true. Join us, O Father. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
O Goddess, We call you tonight in your form as mother-to-be. We bid you join us here and now. Grant us the gift of your presence. Please join us as we honor you in this full moon and the blooming of spring. You are the new mother carrying life within your body, waiting for it to issue forth anew into the world. Show us a clear path forward, over the bridge to a place of joy and of strength, a place bathed in your love and your light. Join us, O Mother. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
We join tonight to celebrate the full moon. Tonight is the night to do a spell, working, or ask a boon. It is time for us to look towards fullness and a bounty yet to come, to create a space inside which to treasure the love in our lives and wander through the world with a kind heart, seeking sacred moments, connecting with the greening wood and lushness of the world that is around us. Whatever our need tonight, we ask the goddess to hear us and assist us. So mote it be.
Tonight, we participate in a guided meditation. We will visit the goddess in our astral temple. Tonight, we will again cross the little stone bridge to the temple on the hill, where we will commune with the goddess as we each see her and feel her love for us.
Now, find a comfortable position. Light a candle if you wish. Close your eyes and relax. Breathe deeply. Listen to the rhythms of your body. Relax. Feel a sensation of floating. Relax. Breathe, listen to the rhythms of your body as you float, suspended, free from gravity, free from your body, free from your cares. As you float there, you become aware of your new surroundings. You're sitting on a bench in the center of a clearing in the woods. The bench is one of many in a small circle around a fountain. The fountain flows with clear water. In fact, as you look at it, you realize the water is almost impossibly clear. It looks cool and refreshing. The clearing you are in is small and the trees are close. You feel their presence, and yet you are not afraid. Everything here is friendly. Everything here is warm. Everything here is welcoming. You feel a slight breeze as it moves your hair and moves your clothes. You smell the fresh scent of flowers and the trees. You hear the call of the birds and the rustle of life in the trees that surround the clearing. All is calm. All is welcoming. All is at peace. After a time, you notice a small path leading away from the fountain. Follow the path. Feel the ground beneath you, the new growth of grass, it reaches up towards your knees. Feel it as it bends across the path and tickles your knees as you walk. You see a bird circling in the sky. And as you walk, you become aware of a small stone bridge crossing a creek. step up onto the bridge. Stop at the top and look down at the water. You realize that the water that flows in the creek is the same water in the fountain, impossibly clear and possibly crisp. You feel the spray of the cool water as it splashes against the rocks, creating a mist. You can almost taste the sweetness, the purity of the water. This is the water of the goddess. Now, on the ledge of the stone bridge, see all of the burdens that you've been carrying appear. They may appear as packages, bundles of some sort, or simply a box of rocks. To see all of these burdens, everything that's weighed you down, every doubt, every fear, all of the cares of this world, see them. See them materialize. One by one on the ledge of the bridge. You might even see more bundles there than you realized you were carrying, but the goddess knows. And now smile to yourself. You might even chuckle out loud. And push them in. Push them off of the ledge and into the water. See them as they splash into the water. See them as the water of the goddess surrounds them and washes them away. The goddess will take care of these for now. Some she may return as you come back, but for now, you enter the realm of the goddess, free of your burdens, free of your fears, free of your doubts, and ready to meet with her and embrace her love and her message for you. Now continue across the bridge, follow the path as it leads into the trees. As you move through the trees, you feel again the closeness. But they feel like old friends surrounding you, comforting you somehow. You begin to feel the sensation of home. Home. You hear the animals rustling, and again you hear a call of a bird in the sky, and you realize it's a seabird you're hearing. And with that realization, you smell and taste the sea and the salt water. And you begin to hear the sound of water and waves crashing against rocks. As you continue along the path, it curves and the clearing and the trees open. And you realize that you're standing at the top of a cliff. Overlooking the sea, look down. Look at the waves as they crash against the rocks. The power of the mother. Water meets earth in this crash of power and majesty. You see and hear the seabirds as they swirl and circle in the sky above you. You taste the salt. You see the birds as they dip down into the waves and fly back up. And again, you feel the sensation of home tugging at you. Turn and follow the path as it goes up the hill along the edge of the cliff, climbing higher. You feel it. You want to be home. You're coming home after a long journey. Mother's waiting. And as you curve around, you see another twist in the cliff face, and you turn and follow that, and you see it up on the hill, perched on the crest, overlooking the ocean, the white temple, our temple on the hill, a domed temple with 9 columns, and you feel yourself running.
You feel yourself being called home. Enter the temple now, and as you get inside and pause, you realize you've been running. Catch your breath for a moment and look around. A simple dome supported by 9 columns. In the center of the dome is an opening, an oculus staring up into the sky. And from the edges of that oculus hang 9 silver chains supporting a cauldron over a central fire. Beside that is a large white throne that's made of a material so white that it almost glows with an inner light. Beside it, a small bench and a table with 2 cups and several plates. A couple of covered dishes. Look around and feel the sensations of home. You are home. And now become aware of another presence. The goddess is here. Have no preconceived notions of what she looks like. Let her come to you in a way that is best for you in this moment. She approaches you. You immediately feel her love. You immediately feel her presence. You are home. The mother hugs you. And as she hugs you, you feel that joy, a blessing. You know that you are loved completely and unconditionally. You feel the love and healing energy fill you until you almost cry. As if it's almost impossible to hold that much love inside one body. She steps back now and smiles. She motions to the bench. You and the goddess sit on the bench. She hands you a cup and places the refreshments from one of the covered dishes between you. You sit for a time and enjoy a companionable silence, eating the desserts that were offered and sipping from the water that she's poured into the cup. And you realize it's the same water. It flowed in the fountain and flowed in the creek. That impossibly crisp and clear and sweet-tasting water. And with both, you feel nurtured and loved and satisfied. After a time, she takes the plate and cups and sets them back on the table. She takes your hands and looks into your eyes. And in that moment, you see the depth of the universe. You see in her eyes the ages and the wisdom and the love. Then with a nod, she breaks the soul gaze. She smiles at you. And in that moment, you look at her and you ask her name. Ask her name. Who is this that has come to meet with you? Ask her now to show herself as she wishes you to see her. Now sit and speak with the goddess with whom you need to work. Listen to her guidance. Speak with her about development, about growing your relationship with her. Talk to her about your hopes, your dreams, and your plans. And now listen. The message she gives you may come in words, it may come in symbols, or it may come as a simple knowing. You may understand it fully now, or you may need time to contemplate its meaning. Whatever it is that's significant for you and for your relationship with her. At length, she uncovered the second dish that was covered on the table. On it is a gift. It is a gift for you to assist you in the fulfillment of the guidance you received tonight. Look at her and thank her for her gift. If she has any explanation, listen to it now. Otherwise, contemplate this gift and how it applies. Again, you may understand it now, or it may take time. Enjoy your connection with the goddess. You know that it need not diminish with your return to the mortal world. In fact, this is just the beginning. But unfortunately, at this time, return you must. She takes you to the path where you came in and bids you love and farewell until your next visit. You know now that you may return here as often as you like. There is no separation. You feel her. You feel her with you as you descend back down the path, back through the trees, and cross back over the bridge, back to the circle of benches by the fountain. Sit for a few moments on the bench, thinking about all you have experienced, all you have heard, and all you have learned. It is now time to return to your body, safe and protected where we left it, in the room where we started. On the count of three, you will be back. One, feel your body in the room where you were sitting. Two, feel yourself getting heavier. Feel the weight of your body. Move your fingers and toes, feel your body, twist your shoulders and settle back in. Three, you are fully returned to your body.
Great God.
You are now present.
Oops, sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay. Great Goddess, from whom all are born, guide us to a place of gratitude and joy for all we have. Help us to maintain this attitude in our lives, to be grateful for the gifts we have in our world. Grant us strength and courage as we go forward this night. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Beloved ones, great ancestors, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and at all times. We know that you will never leave us. Help us continue this path of growth and connection. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Great Goddess of the Universe, Mother to Be, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and at all times. We know that you will never leave us. Help us to continue this path of growth and connection until we meet again across that little stone bridge. Stay if you will, go if you must. with love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail
and farewell.
Great God of the universe, lover of the goddess and father-to-be, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and at all times. We know that you never leave us. Help us continue this path of growth and connection until we meet again across that little stone bridge. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Spirits of Earth, we thank you for your attendance at this rite. Please leave with us the gifts we require to continue to move forward on our path. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Spirits of Water, we thank you for your attendance at this rite. Please leave with us the gifts we require to continue to move forward on our path. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Spirits of Fire, we thank you for your attendance at this rite. Please leave with us the gifts we require to continue to move forward on our path. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Spirits of Air, we thank you for your attendance at this rite. Please leave with us the gifts we require to continue to move forward on our path. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
My brothers and sisters, the circle is open, but never broken. Merry meet, merry part, and merry may we meet again. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
All right, everybody, let's take a moment and release all the excess energy. Move our shoulders a little bit, shake our hands. Let go of some of that extra.
Ground out through your feet.
Scratch your back.
He's looking across at me.
All right. All right. Thanks, everybody, for being here. So let's take a brief pause. I'm excited that we have Dragon Ritual drummers. We got the paperwork signed back at the Florida Pagan Gathering when we met Utu and all of the guys. But we finally got our station manager, William, finally got some music uploaded for us. And so I'm going to play one of the Dragon Ritual drummer song. I can't see what the title of this is because of the way the symbols are. It's Dance of Something. No, that's not the one I wanted to play anyway. That one's too long for tonight. I don't want to wait that long. We're going to play Maiden and the Dragon by Dragon Ritual Drummers. While everybody grounds out a little bit, stick around. We're going to talk to all the ritualists. And again, thanks for being with us tonight. We'll be back here in just a few minutes.
You're listening to Lord Terry's Power Hour on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to Lord Terry.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Power, and this is the Power Hour. And our online on-air rituals, and tonight we're celebrating the full moon on the full moon. So it's very exciting, and I'm glad everyone's here with us tonight. See, I'm so excited I can't even speak. Joined, of course, tonight, as always, for the rituals by my high priestess, my lady, my love, Robin.
Yes, dear, I'm here.
All right. And we're joined by Navasi, who called the ancestors for us. Chuck.
Oh, Tony, and, I'm here.
And Shira and Vega. Shanak, one of our quarter callers, is a little under the weather, and she's asked to be excused from the after ritual conversation. So, Shanak, if you're still listening, I hope you get feeling better, darling. Thank you for participating and helping out tonight and lending your energy. It's very nice to have you.
Absolutely.
So we've had some changes as we've gone through the last few rituals. And one of the changes, I guess, is... We've got a change out in the person calling the ancestors. And as Chuck is stepping back from some of his on-air stuff, he's calling quarters for us now, and Niv is stepping up into that place calling the ancestors. And Niv, since this is such a new thing for you, wanted to get your take on tonight's ritual and how everything felt for you tonight.
I had a really strange experience. Well, first off, none of us could talk. Did you notice that every single one of us missed something that we were supposed to do? Every one of us stuttered on a word or a phrase. I noticed that every single one of us did it. Mm-hmm. So... Now that I see Miss Allie in the... Is she still there? She's still there? Yes, she is. Okay. Miss Allie, I had told her some time ago, as I was first going to join her coven, that I had had a dream about a week before the actual ceremony and people coming in. I don't know if she actually remembers it or not, but... I had the same vision tonight that floored me. And I was telling Robin, I'm like, oh my God, Robin is doing it again. So it was such soulful energy that I was busting out the seams. So I'm just going to let anybody else go through whatever they need to go through because I'm like bursting out here. And I see Jackie is already hollering. I already know what you're going to talk about. It was different being the ancestor caller, the elder caller. It was different. I'm not going to say it was... It was just a different role. Mm-hmm. And you do have a... different perspective of the entire ritual when you just have certain parts that you do. Do I understand it completely? But Chuck can do it Pixar.
It's a different
energy. It does take a little bit of energy out of you. It does take some energy out of you. It's just not quite the same.
It's a good exercise for you, Maya. It's just part of your learning.
That's right. New experiences,
I'm
you know. That's
oh,
part
I know.
Of, part of your learning.
I still learning. I learn every day. I learn with my girls every month. I learn with calling out Robin in complete panic. I text you, okay? But I can't help it. I don't know what to do with that other energy. What do I do?
Well, you're doing fine, and this is a new energy for you and something that's time for you to start working with and embrace. So don't expect that you'll be getting out of this anytime soon.
Mm-hmm. So. Oh, gee, thanks.
No worries.
And Niv, I don't know if you saw the chat room, but Jackie says at least you didn't jump out of your chair next time use a silver spoon.
You know.
Yeah, I'm never going to live that down.
No, I'm never going to live that one down. But that's okay. I'll get you, my pretty. I know where you live, Jackie.
All right, well, let's go ahead and move along. And Chuck, Onyx, I'm sorry. I'm having one of those nights. Onyx, how's it going, man?
It's going well. And as far as what you call me, I don't care. Just you call me anything, but like the old thing says, no, just don't call me late for dinner.
There we go.
But Niv, you did a wonderful job up there in the ancestors role. I wanna say that and kind of put it on record in there. I love the way it was worked. You'll get used to it. You're there. You need to get used to that role because you fit very well. Very well. Thank you very much for your energy in this work. All the quarter callers did a great job, except for the one in the east. He was kind of off. But, and of course, always,
oh, my gosh.
If he's not off, there's a problem.
No matter what he's telling.
That's it. But, you know, as usual, you know, the ritual is wonderful. I like to thank you guys for doing it. Because, you know, doing this on-air ritual, we have a person here in the chat room that came in, and evidently I'm not sure if this person is male or female, so I'm not even going to try because I don't want to say something wrong. But having the on-air rituals like this is beautiful because of people who don't have someone local to circle with. And this soapbox that I've been on for years, that part of paganism, part of any religion, is community and communion. And if you don't have that local, the on-air rituals are a good way to get some of that. It's a lot better than trying to type into a chat room a ritual. It's a more connectivity there. You know, we've mentioned, Terry, you and I have mentioned, and Robin, all of us have talked about it, how it's different than a typed ritual when you're on the air, because you can hear the voices and the connection. If we remember that time and space, the separation of time and space is an illusion anyway. When we're here together, listening and working together, we are together. It doesn't matter whether we can physically touch or not. We are connected. And I think that's a very wonderful thing that you're doing here on your show, Terry.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. And you know, thank you for participating. And of course, I've got to throw, you know, some thank you to my lady who lends her energy and pulls me along. There's something about the two of us working together that just pulls on each other in a way that just changes the energy and pulls, you know, it just builds on it. And then tonight, it just felt so huge, the energy across the world. And there's a person that's in there. I mentioned at the beginning that we were going to have somebody join us from Australia, and that's Trev, and he's in there.
Hi, Trev.
And
wave to Trev.
We're all around the globe. Yeah, we're all around the globe tonight. In reality, in figuratively, in time and space, and. In geographic, geography as well. So I mean, it's so exciting tonight. The energy was very different. Shira, are you with us?
I am. Can you hear me?
Oh,
yes, we can.
I can hear you.
Oh, that's good.
So,
the sound was a lot better on this new system. There wasn't
excellent.
So much feedback.
Glad I'm glad the Direct Connect is working out. But how did you welcome back to you and Vega.
Thanks
for being back with us. I'm glad we got this worked out. How was the ritual?
It's so good to be back.
It was good. Did anybody else have the goddess give them a name? Did anybody get a name from the goddess?
No, I didn't get a name.
I knew the name when I saw her.
I got the name Selene.
Ah.
Is that not the moon goddess?
Mm-hmm. One of them. Yes.
One of them, yes.
Yeah.
One of them. One of the many. One of the many, but yes.
That's sort of the first time I've got a name.
Oh,
you know,
for you.
It's always the same kind of visual of the white light and stuff like that, but it's the first time I've got a name.
Mm-hmm.
And
I would suggest.
And something to research.
Yeah.
Lots of research.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And meditation and prayer and all that.
All that
Somebody's
stuff.
Got new reading assignment. I love it.
Yeah. And the gift is interesting that something I kind of struggle with is the meanings of tarot cards, and the gift she had in there was a deck of cards. So it's kind of like telling me you need to go back and learn and not be so frightened of them because they scare the bejesus out of me.
Hey, Shira,
yeah?
anytime you want to chat about the cards, you know, feel free to call or I've been reading cards for, forever. And I've taught tarot card classes and, you know, just call me or PM me or Facebook me or something, and I'll be more than happy to discuss the cards with you if you have anything that you're nervous about or want validation about.
Yeah, I just seem to get the Hangman and Death awful lot.
Let me go ahead and jump in. Let me go ahead and jump in with something right there.
Yeah.
Because those are not scary cards.
No, they're
those
just
are
about
not
change.
Scary
but
cards at all.
They're visually scary, but they're not true. That's
yeah,
not what the meaning
about,
of it.
Yeah.
They're about change, and they're about surrender.
Mm-hmm.
You're struggling too hard to be in control.
But that
You're
means I have to give over
control.
Damn.
Welcome aboard.
That ain't gonna happen.
Welcome aboard.
I'm not good at that. I would control everything of it.
Yes, but it's about turning loose and trusting the divine.
Yeah.
And he's trying to tell you now it's time to, you know, sit down, shut up, and listen.
Yeah, and the other thing she gave me was a white ring. No ending, no beginning, just a circle. Like, you know, a circle that's always going round. So that was kind of interesting. So it's really nice to actually be able to.
There's your validation, honey.
Yeah, it's nice to do it. You know, when we had to miss a couple because we couldn't get on, the listening for us didn't feel the same as actually doing.
Participating, sure.
Yeah, you get more when you're actually participating, like for me anyway.
Yeah.
So it's nice that we were able to get back.
Are you in the chat room? I don't know.
I am.
Okay. Because Jackie was talking to you. Owl was talking to you. So I just wanted to make sure you got a chance to see that.
Okay, they're very powerful to prepare you for change. Oh, yes, I know. I'm not in my comfort zone right now. That's the problem. I'm way out of my comfort zone, and it makes me a little, I don't know, what's the word, Vega, you'd use? Be very careful what you say.
No, I'm being real quiet.
Here's
quiet. This is me being quiet.
All right, well, it's actually Vega's turn to talk, so how is it for you tonight, partner?
Oh, dang. Yeah, I have to reiterate as well. It's just fabulous to be able to hear everything so much better and to participate again.
Mm.
Yeah, that was really exciting. I'm so glad this is working.
Well, I'm glad to have you back.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good. It's really good. So, strangest thing. I usually scroll down my script there and get to the end, and then I close my eyes and I just kind of drift through your presentation and the visualization. And so I really had no idea you were going to ask us to ask the goddess's name.
Mm-hmm.
and I was given the name before you asked. And I was given the gift before you asked. It was sort of like everything was in reverse through that little piece there. And I thought, wow, that's just crazy. I don't know why I would think. Yeah, it was really.
What name did you get?
It was just Guinevere.
Oh, okay.
Oh, interesting.
And interesting, I have a couple little pewter statues. One of them is Arthur and one of them is Guinevere, and they're both sitting on his altar.
That's interesting. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Very
yeah,
cool.
I guess sort of as my representation of the goddess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So things to think about there. And more turtles in my hand. I don't know what the heck that's about. I'll figure it out later sometime.
Yeah, we'll do some research. But all of this, and I'm going to jump in here. We're at the top of the hour, and I still want to hear from Robin. But I want to say that what everybody's experiencing tonight is a step. What we're trying to do with these rituals and this constant repetitive visitation to the same places, the more we go there, the more real it becomes. And it's a shared place that you can go to on your own. Everyone listening, we create this as a group. We create this as a place where everyone can go and commune with the goddess. And you need to do this. Nothing you can do in a group, nothing you can do on the air, online, or anything else can replace you doing this on your own, spending time with the goddess. If you need the guided meditation, go download one of the rituals and go through the guided meditation and use that visualization and use my voice to help you get there. But you need to spend that time working with the goddess. Working with, and at some point find a god to work with as well. But this is a step toward developing your personal deep relationship with the goddess. And nothing you can do is going to replace the work that you have to do. No one can do it for you. We're giving you the tools so that you can go do it for yourself, which is what you should do. So with that, there's, you know, end of sermon. My lady,
yes.
I always save you for last because I want to hear your thoughts on everything. So please share with us your thoughts on tonight.
Well, first, I want to say the energy was really high tonight, and everybody was really positive and joyful spirits and lots of laughter, which I love, and I felt that through ritual. And it was very fast-paced and a lot of, you know, get up and go. And so I really enjoyed that, and having Vega and Shira back was wonderful, because I miss them. But for me, the goddess came to me, and she was my goddess. She was Demeter. She is the goddess I work the most with, hence my daughter's name being Persephone. And I think I've told that story on the air about how that occurred. But she tonight gave me her gift to me were seashells, clamshells. And as we were doing this, I was talking to her and sorting through the clamshells. And amongst the clamshells, I found a pearl. And the pearl, I think, sort of represents the positive, finding the pearl in amongst the dirty, sandy, you know, clamshells and having to dig through all that stuff in the clams and to find the pearl. And really, that's a metaphor for life, right? You gotta sort through all the yucky stuff to find the pearls. And she didn't really say anything. Other than just handing me the clams and making me, you know, open them up and look for them. And I just a reminder, I think, that to look through the yuck and find the positive And when I do that, life goes a lot more smoothly. And don't let things, you know, rustle your hedge, as it were, bustle in your hedgerow. And just stay the course. But everybody was really high energy tonight. I want to thank Niv for stepping up into the ancestor's role. I know it's new.
It's a different role. Mm-hmm. It is different.
A little outside their comfort zone as well, which is always good for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And for Onyx for making it this evening. And you know, obviously he's not feeling well, too. So I think...
we're all fighting it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for all you guys who weren't feeling well, thank you for coming tonight, and I'll be sure to be sending you guys some healing energies, and so I hope you'll be better in a few days.
I'll be hitting the eucalyptus syrup here in about 10 seconds.
Okay.
Micro Pagan has had a temperature of over 100, unmedicated temperature of over 100 for 3 days now.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. So we're doing our best to keep it mitigated, keep it down with, you know, bouncing back and forth between Tylenol and ibuprofen, pumping fluids, you know, making rest happen, all that stuff. So hopefully she'll come out of it pretty soon. But the two adults here are starting to get it too.
In here. Mm-hmm. I hear exhaustion in there as well. So make sure she gets a lot of fluid for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we're pushing fluids and pushing rest. So, and the two adults here are getting it now too. So, we're fighting it, but it's not gonna take us down.
Yeah, take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. I went through that about 2 weeks ago. It's nasty.
Yeah.
Yep. I've been fighting it for a month, so I hear you.
Yeah. All right. Well, guys, we are well past the top of the hour. We're running a little over tonight, so I want to again thank everyone. Robin is absolutely right. The energy was high. The energy was light and playful and fun tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And the laughter and the little trips, you know, I think the prayer we did in the chat room, or, you know, in the screening room before we all started, set the stage for us all just to relax and go with it. And it was fun. And I want to thank again everyone. I want to thank you all for being here. Thank everyone in the chat room. Very lively conversation in the chat room. Thanks to everyone that's listening live, everyone who listens in the archive. Remember, time and space are but an illusion. And this is all happening for you in this moment as well. And we're all together whenever you listen to this. So with that, I believe it is time to wish everyone a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night and blessed be.
Good night, all.
Blessed
Good night
be.
And blessed, and blessed be.
Good night, all. Blessed be.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.